Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Eric Zorn joins us on Mondays about this time, the former Chicago Tribune columnist. You read him in the Daily Herald now, and he also posts a newsletter that drops every Thursday, and that's called the Picayune Sentinel. Welcome back, Eric.
Hey, John. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. I know you had on your mind some of the things going on with the gubernatorial race. Let's start with some of the things the WTTW News uncovered about Richard Ervin. In 2018, they discovered that in an exchange with a former city employee who was friendly with him, they had a falling out. He said things about Donald Trump like, "I hate Trump. He's an idiot. He's a bigoted racist." He clearly was not a Trump fan in 2018, 2 years into the former president's term. But then, as often happens, the person he was texting back and forth with, Richard Ervin, evidently had a falling out with him. So then he must have made these text messages available to Channel 11, right?
That's apparently what happened. Yeah, Tara Schutz went out to Aurora and checked with the person and looked at his phone, looked at the phone numbers that were going back and forth to authenticate the text. And the Ervin campaign did not deny them. They just Ervin released a statement saying he didn't recall sending those texts.
He didn't recall that?
Yeah.
You said that, and you don't recall that?
There was another part of the text that was interesting. Another part of the exchange was the employee was complaining about a gay pride parade, and he said, "You know, in my world, it's Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve." To which Ervin responded, "Well said, brother. I can appreciate your worldview. I don't think your view is wrong at all. As a matter of fact, I tend to agree with you personally," which is an interesting thing to say these days, but the idea that you wouldn't remember those texts is preposterous, and I think his only real way to win Trump supporters back would be to do what J.D. Vance has done, what Lindsey Graham has done, what Marco Rubio has done, Ted Cruz has done, is say, "Oh, yeah, I felt that way once, but now I'm converted." That's the way you might get Trump's endorsement. And we can talk. I want to talk in a minute about why I think that's so important in Illinois, Trump's endorsement. But I think that might really kill him in the general election. Now, we're talking about the June 28th primary right now. And there was just a poll.
In the general election? You think
right.
That these texts saying, "I don't like Trump," would kill him in the general election?
No.
That would favor him in the general
election. No. I think in the general election, that might favor him. Although there is a question, you know, if there were a lane open for that kind of Republican, then Adam Kinzinger, the congressman, the anti-Trump congressman from the exurbs of Chicago, would have stayed in office. He quit Congress. He feels like his chances for re-election were so bad. We thought at one point that he might be running for governor, but there's just sort of a sense that there's no lane large enough for someone who has that position.
To win in the primary.
In the primary.
I think Kinzinger would be a viable candidate in Illinois. Think about Adam Kinzinger as the governor of Illinois. I think that's very attractive. The problem is he can't get out of the gate.
I totally agree with you, John. I think he would be a formidable candidate. And I think what Ervin is hoping for is that he's going to get through the primary with all the money that he's been given. He's going to be given $45 million by Ken Griffin, so that he's going to get through the primary. And then he'll be well positioned, I think, to run against Pritzker. The thing is, right now, there was a poll that came out last week from WGN-TV and Emerson College showing that Bailey has a very narrow lead, 24-20% over Darren Bailey, the downstate state senator, who's his main rival and who is very, very, very pro-Trump. And that's after all this money has been dumped into his campaign. It also showed that 57% of GOP primary voters would be more likely to vote for a candidate who's endorsed by Trump.
In Illinois? That's an Illinois number?
In Illinois. And 34% of voters are still undecided.
Do those two numbers again, Eric.
Okay, so 34% are undecided. And 57% of the Republican primary voters polled by WGN-TV and Emerson College polling said they would be more likely to vote for a candidate who is endorsed by Trump. And we've seen that happen in West Virginia. We've seen it happen in Ohio, where when Trump comes in and puts his thumb on an election, it tends to be very, very decisive.
It's not an automatic. He doesn't
it's
win all.
It's not an automatic. No, he does not win all of them. He lost one in Nebraska recently. So it's not like he's a. But if you've got 57%, if you've got this huge percentage right now, and we're less than, or we're what about two? We're just a little bit more than 2 months away from this. I'm sorry, 1 month away from this primary. And you've got that many voters who are still undecided. That means that Trump coming in, I think, could really. I mean, he is an ace card, a Trump card, so to speak, in this election. I think right now he is not endorsed. And if Ervin does not distance himself from his previous remarks and say, you know, I was young and foolish back in 2018, and now I realize what a genius Donald Trump is and how he really won the election and all the things that you have to say to curry favor with Trump. Then he might be able to slide through this primary more easily. I think it's going to be tough. One of the other things, interesting things that I think is going on, is that the Democratic Governors Association is running ads ostensibly opposed to Darren Bailey, right? Darren Bailey is the conservative downstate senator who is the main rival to Ervin. And their ad says, you know, Republican Darren Bailey has an agenda too conservative for Illinois. He's 100% pro-life. He wants to ban abortion. He's an NRA member. He opposes sensible gun control. He proudly embraces the Trump agenda. This is supposed to be an ad attacking Bailey, but it's just like ads that the Democrats ran 4 years ago attacking, quote unquote, Jeannie Ives, who was running against Bruce Rauner in the Republican primary. They're saying this in order to, I mean, they want conservative Republican voters to see this and go, hey, that sounds like my kind of guy.
Yeah, I know. I heard that ad for the first time and thought, well, wait a minute, that he supports gun rights. Well, Republicans, of course, would like that. Downstaters would love that. So it's kind of silly to think that would be a criticism of him as a candidate in the primary. But let's just reset that, Eric. So in other words, and J.B. Pritzker is giving money to this Democrat Governors Association. They are buying ads that are criticizing Darren Bailey, but in a way that is going to make Darren Bailey look attractive. What J.B. Pritzker is doing is donating money to Darren Bailey's campaign. He's hoping that Bailey comes out of the primary. That's what he's actually giving money to fund that.
That's right. That's exactly right. It's a bank shot, of course, obviously. I mean, he's saying, oh, Darren Bailey, he's too conservative. He's against abortion. That's just terrible. And obviously, the Democratic Governors Association would probably love, I mean, they obviously think that the best candidate to oppose would be this very hard, very conservative Darren Bailey. So they're trying to gin up his base.
Yeah.
And you know, this is one of these things where you might think that you can be careful what you wish for, because I remember
myself back in
2016 saying, boy, I hope the Republicans nominate this Donald Trump. He'll never win. He could never win. So it's a tough political bank shot that they're attempting.
Although Illinois
here
isn't Wisconsin, Illinois is not Minnesota. Illinois is Chicago, and I just don't think Chicago and the suburbs are going to vote for a Darren Bailey or the Darren Bailey. You know,
I think that's right. So we have this very interesting situation, and my eye was caught by this new ad that Ervin is running. Where he says, one thing I won't cut if I'm governor is Mike Madigan's prison term. If he's convicted, I'm not commuting his sentence. This is the latest TV ad.
Wait a minute, because I know you talked about that over the weekend, and I thought, you've got to be kidding me. The flaw with that statement is what? Eric, you were just telling us before we paused that J.B. Pritzker, no, pardon me, Richard Ervin put out, was that a tweet or what was that?
No, this is his new TV ad campaign.
Oh, that's right. This is the TV ad. Yeah, go ahead.
And it shows him holding some lawn clippers, and he says, when I'm governor, I'm going to be using these a lot. He's going to cut wasteful spending. He says he's going to cut billions in debt. We'll cut high property taxes. We'll control crime, blah, blah, blah. And he says he's going to pass term limits. He says, one thing I won't cut, he says, is Mike Madigan's prison term. If he's convicted, I'm not commuting his sentence. And I just about fell off my couch when I saw that, because, as you know, governors do have the power to commute and pardon people who are convicted on state crimes. But Madigan's indictment is on federal charges. He has absolutely no jurisdiction over federal charges. And this is, and I find myself wondering, now he's a lawyer, he knows better. I'm sure his campaign knows better. I think they're hoping that voters don't know better. The voters will say, well, okay, I'm not going to let him. I don't want the governor to commute Mike Madigan's sentence or to pardon him. And there's a logo on the screen saying no pardons.
Well, his campaign of late has sounded like he's running against Mike Madigan. He's going to beat Mike Madigan. And I thought, wait a minute, I wasn't planning on voting for Mike Madigan. I don't think he's running. But maybe the problem with your insight, Eric, is that I'm not going to commute Mike Madigan's sentence if he gets convicted on state charges. That just doesn't scan well, but that's what he means. But he knows that you can't do it on federal charges, but what if they also brought him up on state charges?
Well, there are no state investigations pending.
But what if they had an investigation and they found him guilty and then he wasn't going to commute the sentence, but there's no time in the commercial for all that, Eric?
Okay, you win, John. You win this round, but I'll get you next time. I'll get you next time.
I guess your analysis notwithstanding, they know that, but they know that people don't know that, and so they don't care. That's what they're saying, right?
Right, and it is interesting that he's running against Mike Madigan again. Right? I mean, that Mike Madigan is still such a figure. He has not been in office since, was it January or February of last year? It was very early it was in the winter of 2021 that he left. And so he's still this big figure. And you know, he will be an albatross for the Democratic Party.
But it's interesting, too. But here's the quandary, if you will, as you look at this, is that J.B. Pritzker is giving money essentially to Darren Bailey's campaign because he'd rather run against Darren Bailey. And yet Richard Ervin doesn't look that formidable to me. He looks rather milquetoast and afraid to speak his mind. And frankly, if I were Ken Griffin, I would be thinking, boy, I've got a lot of money to put $45 million on this. I mean, you might as well shoot your money into space. Ken Griffin does not seem to be a man of his own mind. So who do you think is the candidate most likely to give J.B. Pritzker a run for his money?
Well, the one most likely to give Pritzker a run for his money is still Ervin, because Illinois is still sort of a purple state. And if you look at our history of governors, they tend to be in they tend to be in the Jim Thompson, Jim Edgar, Bruce Rauner mold, which is the same mold that Ervin is in, which is sort of this social conservative, this fiscal conservative, but socially moderate Republican, the sort of country club Republican that wins statewide races. Judy Bartopinka never won for governor, but she did win for statewide office several times. So that's the kind of Republican who tends to do well statewide. So I think that's why Pritzker is most afraid of Ervin right now. I don't know that Republican Party is still the Republican Party of today, that we have a much more right-wing Republican Party, much more, I think, radicalized, or certainly conservative. Radicalized maybe is too loaded a term, but it's a more conservative party. And I don't know that Richard Ervin fits in that mold. So it'll be interesting to see if he makes his way through the primary. But these texts that we talked about earlier this segment were, you know, he said that he finds Trump to be an idiot and a racist. Those are not going to play well with Republican Party voters. And I was wondering what dinner was like at the Griffin household on Friday night after he's dumped $45 million. Now you got to remember there's another.
Vet that? Did they say, hey, listen, just to make sure, you never texted or tweeted anything about this guy, didn't you? I mean, how do they not vet this in advance? And maybe they did and thought it wasn't going to come up. I wonder if that would have been a deal breaker.
Well, and the other thing, you know, you got about a week ago, I think about the time that you and I were talking a week ago, there was this news conference that was going on that Ervin was had with his first real media scrum, and he really blew it. I mean, he was challenged on some very basic questions about his stance on a national abortion ban and did he vote for Trump, and he kept trying to change the subject and saying, I'm not going to talk about that. J.B. Pritzker is putting you up to this.
J.B. wants you to talk about.
Yes, and it was a train wreck. And I imagine at that point they were saying, well, this guy, he hasn't been prepared. They've been keeping him under wraps. They have not been letting him do news conferences. I don't know that there's even going to be a single debate with all the candidates coming. There's this
conflict.
That
is really weird. So the two TV stations that are running the debates are going to have the five main candidates spread across them, but you won't have you're not going to get Bailey and Ervin on the same stage.
Right.
Not
yet. They're in separate debates. And the other candidates, frankly, are still polling in single digits. So it really is looking right now like a two-candidate race. And you've got the two main candidates at different debates. And the fact that the TV stations and the Republican Party can't get together on this is indicative of a great deal of dysfunction going on.
And
right
maybe
now.
The person who will suffer the most from that is Darren Bailey, because obviously Richard Ervin is just trying to skate under the wire here. Darren Bailey is going to be on WGN Radio this afternoon at 4:15 on Chicago's Afternoon News. Steve Bertrand is going to interview him. Lisa's taking the day off, so Steve and Darren. I wonder what Darren will say when Steve asks him, how do you feel about J.B. Pritzker donating money to your campaign?
Well, right? there is a clip that Ervin is using that shows an interview between Greg Hines at Crain's and Bailey, where he asks him that very question. And Bailey is like, hey, that's great. I love it. And, you know, the Dick Uihlein, the wealthy suburbanite, has given about $6 million to Bailey, along with this some PACs that are giving money to Bailey. So Bailey is not running a really thin campaign. He's got money. He just doesn't have $45 million. He's got, I think, somewhere around 10. It's going to be the next 6 weeks are going to be excruciating / very interesting.
Oh, yeah. As if they haven't been already. I don't think I'm about to play that commercial, but it sure has been many of them on our station a lot. By the way, the commercial you're referring to in part sounds like this.
And Bailey welcomes Pritzker's money.
I'm glad to see those ads from the Democratic Governors Association.
Oh, yeah.
Well, who wouldn't be, right?
I know, but that's J.B. Putting money up to go against you. There's a scene in Moneyball where they say to one of the players on the Oakland A's, the Yankees are paying you so that we can play against you. There's a similarity here. I'm not doing a good job articulating it, but I mean, Darren Bailey, J.B. Pritzker is paying money so he can play against you, that because he sees you as the weakest link. I mean, that's also true.
It's true, but of course, Bailey doesn't see it that way. He thinks that Pritzker's being a real fool by putting money against. He thinks he's the one who's going to beat.
I'm out of time. Ding, ding, ding. I just looked at the clock, Eric. Time's up. How did that happen?
Time flies, John.
It's a pleasure to visit with you. This, plus some pretty good jokes and other deep thoughts and fun reading from Eric Zorn at The Picayune Sentinel. You can get it for free. I recommend you subscribe to it and enjoy it in full. Nice to talk to you, Eric. Let's visit next Monday.
We'll do it.